Georgia holds a special election today to fill a House seat in the 6th Congressional District vacated by Tom Price, who was nominated by President Trump to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. So why do we care? Well, this is a race that the GOP might have nailed down early if the party had managed to get a single candidate on the ballot. But this is a democracy, and there are 11 Republican candidates facing young Democratic upstart John Ossoff and 4 other Democratic candidates. Ossoff has raised more than $8 million, more money than the district has ever seen. Can the Democrats send a national message about the early days of the Trump administration in this election? Joining us with the latest update is Bill Nigut, host of Political Rewind from Georgia Public Broadcasting. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, John. It's great to be with you on this election day down here in Georgia.
Yeah, so what is at stake in the 6th?
Well, of course, the big thing that we're all going to be watching for today is whether or not the Democratic candidate, John Ossoff, is able to get 50% plus one of the vote and win this race outright with no need for a runoff. His people still feel they have a chance to do that, although most people now think that this thing is moving to a runoff. But that's the big story today. Can the Democrat win outright today without a runoff?
These are conservative districts in a conservative state. Tom Price is at HHS. You would expect there's some sort of Trump mandate that would continue, but no.
This district has been a Republican-held district since 1978. That was the year Newt Gingrich won the district, and since then, a Republican has held that congressional seat ever since. But the problem is, for Republicans, is that Trump was not terribly popular here during the general election. He only won the district by 1 percentage point, down significantly from what Mitt Romney had done 4 years earlier. And so there's a feeling that Republicans are a bit vulnerable in the 6th right now. And as you well know, Democrats around the country have been pouring money in to try to win this today.
Is that what's going to decide things? Or, I mean, are voters really, really backing away from what was done in November? Let's disrupt things. Let's stir things up. Are people really going, I don't know if this is a great idea?
There has been a lot of excitement around this race. Democrats are highly energized. They think that if they turn out in big numbers, they can really make a significant impact. But now Republicans are getting excited about the race as well. Now, as to what's going to determine the outcome, they've spent something like $14 million total on advertising on this race. $8 million of John Ossoff money that's gone into this thing, and the rest from Republican candidates and the PACs out there. I think a kind of an answer to the question you just asked is TV advertising, attack ads particularly, may or may not play a big role in this election today. In the long run, they didn't hurt Donald Trump, who was attacked constantly in TV last November.
I remember a long time ago when Nixon was impeached. And Gerald Ford was made vice president because Agnew was rousted out of office because he had corruption charges against him.
Right.
There was a special election held in a district, the 5th in Michigan, which had never gone Democratic. Boom, it went Democratic, but it was only for one term. It bounced right back.
Yeah, and we have no way of knowing what might happen 2 years down the road. So I think the question today that most people are asking is this. At this moment in history, with the president just about to finish his first 100 days in office, this is to a large extent a referendum on how people in the 6th district feel about the way President Trump has handled his time in office thus far.
Finally, why couldn't Republicans have put up a single candidate here?
We have 18 candidates in this race. 11 of them are Republicans. 5 of them, by the way, are Democrats as well. But Ossoff's the one who's emerged on the top. Certainly, Republican state leaders are pounding their heads against the wall saying, if only we had come together around one or maybe even two candidates, we would have less fear that Ossoff could win without a runoff.
Energized Democrats, energized Republicans. It's springtime in Georgia. Bill Nigut, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Bill Nigut is host of Political Rewind from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.